The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has insisted today that she has every confidence that schools will fully reopen after the summer holidays. Rising COVID infection rates and continuing uncertainty over whether children under 16 will be offered vaccination has raised concerns about the scheduled return to the classroom. Speaking in Kinsale this morning, the Taoiseach reiterated the government's commitment to the full reopening of schools at the end of next month.
I spoke to the Deputy CMO last week and to NPHET. I mean, we're fully committed to the schools opening, taking additional precautions in doing that, and the vaccination helps enormously in that front. So the schools will be reopening.
Taoiseach speaking in Cork this morning. Let's talk now to the President of the Teachers Union of Ireland, Martin Majorum, and to Dermot Dupuire, who's Deputy General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. Your reaction to what we've been hearing today, Dermot Dupuire, I might begin with you, from the Minister for Education, saying that she's every confidence that the department can get schools reopened and that it will be done in a way that it's safe and offers every reassurance to students, to staff and to families.
Well, thanks, Brian. No, obviously, it is there are worrying trends at the moment with the new variant and new variants coming. However, the Taoiseach was right in one thing, to saying that the vaccination is very helpful, and it was reassuring to hear the Minister say that she expects all teachers to have been offered a vaccine, a full vaccine, by the time we get back to schools at the end of August to start of September. We have, throughout this crisis, gone by the public health advice, and we will continue to do so, and we will monitor the situation, and if the public health advice changes, we will listen to that advice. In the past, the government have contradicted the public health advice, for example, with the suggestion of reopening schools last January, and we said we would not go to school, members would not be going to schools, contrary to NPHET advice. So while NPHET continues to advise, and the general consensus seems to be that it's safe, then we will go, our members will be going back to school. However, if that changes, we will be monitoring the situation. We will be continuing to have meetings with both the Department of Education and with NPHET, and we will monitor the situation carefully. But at the moment, the advice is that it is safe to go back to schools. We will follow that advice.
Martin Majorum, the Minister said there would be strong mitigation measures in place to ensure the schools continue to be controlled environments. Are you reassured by that?
Thank you, Brian. Look, the advice from public health is that for all that the Delta variant and other variants may be more transmissible, the mitigation measures are still effective, that those mitigation measures that worked effectively in schools. So as Dermot has said, we have followed the public health advice rigorously and have encouraged the authorities, the management authorities, and the department, of course, to do the same. And so long as that advice is that schools are safe, while we'll continue to engage, then that is reassuring to us to an extent, for all that there are concerns and for all that there will be some small number of teachers who probably won't have been vaccinated or certainly won't have significant vaccine protection by the time we reopen. We do have some ongoing concerns that we will address. Mm-hmm. We have opportunities to meet with the department and with the public health people in the coming weeks, and we'll be continuing to raise the issues that give concern to our members.
Dermot Dupuire, there is the question, obviously, perhaps of a small number of teachers still not being fully vaccinated by the time they're back in the classrooms, but there's also the question around the vaccination of children. We still don't have a decision in relation to that. NIAC, we're told, is looking at it. Paddy Mallon, the immunologist, talking about unvaccinated children in the classroom possibly being a ticking time bomb in terms of this pandemic. Does that concern you?
Of course it concerns us, and of course it concerns us if a public health expert makes a statement like that. But I'm a bit like a stuck record on this. I have to go back to the fact that we can't listen to just one doctor and another doctor. We have to listen to the public health advice. It is encouraging that certainly the vaccine will be available to 16 to 18-year-olds from next week. And obviously the 18 and 19-year-olds are already, as it were, signing on. And that would be a significant cohort of our students. The public health advice has to be listened to very carefully about whether it is advisable or safe or the right thing to do to vaccinate younger children. And again, we will be guided by that. The vast majority of our members will be vaccinated. It will be a concern if people haven't had an opportunity to get a vaccine before they go back to school, and we'll have to address that and what situation those people are. We still have some concerns about, for example, pregnant women who haven't been able to be vaccinated because of the stage of their pregnancy, and whether they should be back in school now, because the rules have changed slightly for pregnant women and people at very high risk. Now the default is they will go back to school, but we are reassured that if their consultants say they shouldn't be working in school, that advice will not be overridden. So we have issues still to deal with, and obviously if that comment is right and this time bomb erupts, well then things have to change, and things will change. I mean, this is a very fluid situation. It has been, as you know, for nearly 2 years now. We've always been responsible in both in terms of the care of our children and the students in our care, and making sure that they get the best education possible, but also, and we have always wanted schools to be as open as possible, but also as safely as possible. We do have concerns. Okay. We will raise them. And if they become more serious, well, then we may have to rethink. But at the moment, the advice is that it's safe to go back.
But clearly, Martin Marjoram, the vaccination has transformed the situation compared to what we were facing when this was all being debated last year and earlier this year. What about some of the practical measures, though, notwithstanding vaccination, ventilation in schools, air circulation and monitoring air quality, the sort of measures that have been put in place in regard to that? What do you make of those?
Well, we saw the provision of CO2 monitors as far back as November, and some schools did purchase from existing budgets CO2 monitors to measure the level of air replacement and whether what they were doing ventilation-wise was sufficient. So we're pleased that that's been rolled out on a much more comprehensive basis, and that schools will now be provided specifically with the CO2 monitors, and that may help. So everything that makes schools safer, as has been said, we've engaged constructively with a view to keeping schools open, to keeping education in operation, but in a safe way. So everything that helps with that, we are supportive of, so long as it's within the realm of what the public health guidelines and requirements currently are.
Martin Marjoram, President of the Teachers Union of Ireland, and Dermot Dupuyre from the Association of Secondary Teachers, thank you for talking to us.